Yes, the midlife crisis is real. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After studying happiness data from 50,000 people in three countries, economics professor Andrew Oswald at the University of Warwick has an idea why the midlife crisis happens.
One possibility is that it's about dashed aspirations or missed targets. In midlife, you face your failings, and if you can come to terms with them, that's one theory, you can then learn to be happier, you might say.
That's when you run out to buy the red Mustang. Or you could take my approach, which is just lower your aspirations and hope you're pleasantly surprised, which is probably why I never became a football coach. And it probably wouldn't work, says Professor Oswald, because the midlife crisis seems to happen no matter what, and it isn't limited just to humans.
Some colleagues and I recently showed that the same is true of chimpanzees and orangutans. They are very like us, of course. They're also primates, but this has dented the theory that it's all to do with human aspirations.
Seems to me a chimp could also have unfulfilled aspirations.
I've been picking fleas out of the same grooming partner since 1995. Is that all there is?
But of course, we'll never know. But it does teach us something.
Perhaps the bottom line is, if you're feeling low in your 40s, do cut yourself a bit of slack. It's completely normal. And the next 20 years, on average, you're going to feel better and better.
Until they finally take away the keys to your red Mustang. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.